That's going over the psukkimi for us.
Probably you could not fart, right?
No, it's not fart.
Yeah, so yeah, we're not going over the psukim and shikha. So it says there, you know, Hashem is not interested in all of those things. What Hashem does want the pasuk finishes off is what Hashem wants from you is, so the pasuk there says three things, the famous pasuk, asayt mishpat, doing justice, avat chesed, loving kindness. Right, when people say loving kindness, it doesn't mean type of, it's not describing the kindness. The type of kindness is a loving kindness. It means the person loves kindness, right? And the possibility of and acting in this sneer's way. That's the psukim. So now he's going to go, we'll see it inside, we'll go through these psukim and see how we bring out this idea from these psukim. Okay, so the posuk starts off, Bema'a Kadim Hashem. Right, in the beginning of this 25, right? Shenema, b'ma'a kadem Hashem, ikaf nekim morim. How can I present myself, come to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What should I do to subjugate myself to Elokim Morim, to the God of the heavens? So he explains it, it's very interesting how he explains this psukim. Pelosh. B'ma'a kadem Hashem al roi chasodov. He divides this psukim into two. The whole parasha he goes through, that these few psukim all, I mean, this dual conversation, there's two points here where the pasuk is going through. First of all, Hashem is giving many chasodim. I'm not too much trouble about it. I know Hashem has done so much kindness for me. So Hashem has done so much kindness for me. He's got a man of a passion chasodim Hashem is barach. Maybe we start again. He's looking. We didn't do it so well last time. In the beginning of the parasha, that's what the parasha is talking about. All the chasodim Hashem did. Right, so that's how he starts off. B'ma kadem Hashem. Hashem has done so much kindness for me, so how can I repay him? That's one question. The second question is, in the beginning of Chafei. Right, b'ma ikef l'kim molim, that's the second question. How now I have to bow to Hashem, I have to again subjugate myself, yeah, because I've done chatoim. So how should I do that? Right, how can I show my remorse to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the chatoim that I've done? So he explains, interestingly, that the apostles actually answer two separate questions. One question, I've got to thank Hashem for everything he's done, all his kindness. And second of all, I've got to find a way to show my remorse for my affairs. Two questions this novice is saying, Klal Yisrael is asking. And he says, that's why it's very good. It is the Elokim Morim, and his second part, my Ikef Elokim Morim. I'm showing my remorse to Elokim Morim, the God of the heavens, of the heights. Why? Here, if we're talking about this person who's rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he should do, how to show his remorse and to make that up, saying, yeah, Hashem is the king Moloim, the God of the heavens, you know, he's so high up, and I've done a very, so I've got to do a very lot to show my...
This is a little bit, for me, not clear. Why to try to show anything? Just feel it, Hashem will know. What is it? You need to show to your neighbor to show that you do something, but not to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs that you jump three times on one leg and then go to Haifa and
right,
be on
so
your head
to show which actions are appropriate to.
Maybe it's not the right translation. How much I need to feel remorse.
Example that we're going to say is that it's bringing kabbonis in or sacrificing.
Ah, so right.
So it means like what I have to
sometimes
do.
Sometimes there's some halacha of expressing remorse.
Right.
Right.
So it's also more than enough. Right. It's as far as yeah, when we say to about feel, it's not. So it doesn't just mean like just sitting, just feeling. I mean, it has to be a feel. I suppose we're saying this. So you're trying to mean it means a feeling which leads to a behavior, an action. How should I behave in a way which shows my remorse? That's what you're.
And why it need to be? It is what I my question. It is what I question. Because if it is halacha, then I understood. Hashem, teach me what you require from me to show remorse. Then I understood. Because you, Hashem, for whatever your reason, you would like that I do something to express my remorse. What I need to do? Right. I need to know. What? Help me.
So it looks like, yes, a good question. Very good question. It looks like, from the word the positive, ikach, that there's a need, besides for actually, part of the truth is not just having remorse. It seems after subjugate yourself physically as well.
It is what you need to learn from it, right?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, very good. Okay, so let's actually look at it. Right, we have to bow. We literally bow down.
Very interesting.
Okay. We're just up to the beginning of the paper now, right? Here's the pasuk, right? Even before this, sorry. Here, my ikif from the king.
Here, right?
Okay, fine. Ikif from the king. She's saying, right? She's saying that that's the two questions this person or the novi is saying that Kalani Yisrael are asking. And then this person carries on, and he's saying the novi is saying perhaps we should. He carries on. Obir inyan azach again, and he carries on and explaining what, giving options. Perhaps this is all I should do. Ha'akademenu ba'olois ba'golim b'nei shana. So as for this part of the first half of the question, v'ma'akadim, what should I do? I'm coming to in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to present myself. Right?
He translated it.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. He translated it. This is what my question is.
How can I express subservience? Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah,
the ikaf is, yeah, what did I say? Subjugation, I think, yeah, subservience is a better word.
It's requirements right now. Right. It's not, you know, I need
to. To express, yeah, I think you have to show yourself.
Your thing. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. Good. Okay, so this carries on. And he says, perhaps, again, so the first thing is I have to thank, I'm coming to Kaddish Baruch Hu to thank him for all his hasadim. How should I do that? So, ha'akademenu ba'olois. Like, well, maybe the way to do it is to bring oilos, right? Oilos is a doyon in the Gemara says. It's a present, not coming for chatoim. I should bring kabonos, like a shpoh for oilo. Hayirza Hashem ba'alfe eilim, but we've always not a shon, I'll bring all these kabonos. Maybe that will be a piece of Hashem. Asher akad menu behemelay chasodov. That will I can bring to present myself to the shpoh and thank him for all his chasodim. That's the first half. And on the second half, I'm asking, what can I do to show my subservience? Maybe for that I should give up my own firstborn for my sins. So that part, that's going on the second half of the pasuk. And he's saying, should I for my averes, should I give up my own firstborn? To show my subservience for all of my sins I've done. To show that I'm makir, I recognize the degree of my chatoim, that kioi loses mechoy korban, and I understand how much I've done, how terrible thing I've done. It's appropriate for me to even to give my first one as a korban for my averes. Kioav moed v'chiotzim, there's so many, or privit nifatas nashi, or my children for the sins of my nefesh.
Yes, but this is very very strange. We know perfectly that it's forbidden.
Right, so yeah, that's what we spoke about last time. Oh, it doesn't mean it's obviously it's like a rhetorical question.
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, no question. Saying
I'm ready to go wherever as far as.
Yes, he's not saying, right, it's a rhetorical question that, you know, I feel so I should even want to give up this sacrifice.
I'm ready.
Right, yeah. So that what should be how much I'm willing to give up to atone for my avenues.
No, you discussed last time.
Right, we just went to the psukim, but we didn't go through them properly so last time. Yeah.
Okay.
So now we're saying, we didn't bring out this point that there's two streams here in the psukim, and two parts
yeah, there's a problem when you're missing, right? Okay.
Yeah. So, right. So now he explains what is this double lotion here. He said, should I give b'chori, my firstborn, for my pshohim? Or should I give my pre-vitni, my children, for my chatoim? So he explains what are these two shreinas, the difference between pshohim and chatoim. His kira pesha b'chori. For pesha, he suggests giving over his firstborn. But a chatos, and for chatoim, he stressed pre-vitni. In general, his offspring. Yeah, pesha or merit, pesha is worse degree of avera. That's rebelling. It's a rebellious sort of avera, more intentional. Like Chazal say, we use menachet. Okay, so that's what the pasuk is saying. Right. Now again, this person is coming with two questions. After thanking Hashem for my chasodim, what should I do for that? And I have to show my remorse and my subservience. How do I do that? And the answer is no. I'm not interested in korbanos. Not interested in all of this. All of these things. What Hashem wants is this. And the answer was, What Hashem wants from you, he doesn't say this clearly, but I'm wondering if he means as well. Again, these are the two things. I'm going to tell you the right way to behave. That's maybe going on the first path. And the second half is what Hashem demands from you for your veras. Okay, maybe those are going on these two questions. One, again, what should I do to show my thanks for Hashem, and what should I do to show my subservience? And the answer is, the Pasuk says three things. And it's going to carry on. So the way of Rabbi Yehuda explained the Pasuk in Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to show, it's not just telling you do three things. No. For the question of what should I do, how should I thank Hashem for his chesedim, the answer then is ki masoyt mishpat v'avas chesed. Forget kabbonis. You want to thank Hashem Baruch Hu, so you should act in a way Hashem wants you to behave. Do act properly. Asoyt mishpat, love kindness. He's there nivcham in oilis. That's much better for Hashem Baruch Hu. He prays that much more than all the oilis and the menachos, all the oilis and the shemen, all of that. Lekari, you want to come to present yourself to Hashem Baruch Hu. That's the way you should come. You should come to Hashem Baruch Hu with Mishpat and Chesed. He's a nifcham in oilis and menachos. Lekari, boyet Hashem al chasadav. Okay. And the second question, what should I do to show my hachno from Erleiras? The answer to that is the second part of the pasuk. Vatznei aleches v'melekecho. You want to know how to show your subservience? That's exactly the point we said again, where we start off before in the Chofetz. Right? That's what Hashem wants. You don't start giving, sacrificing people. No, don't do that. Hatznei aleches. Don't start seeking kavod. Don't think your actions are deserving of praise.
Before Abraham, before you come, I said most important after you make the shul, okay? Don't be proud that you made the shul. Because it's a very easy way, you know. Right now I'm a very holy Jew because I made the shul.
Right. Okay, let's finish the sentence. That's a good way to show you now that you don't desire kavod. Even, again, like this lesson before, even if you didn't, which deserve kavod, they are good things you've done, still you shouldn't seek for them. You should act but snei or leches. Part of that is not seeking kavod. That's the way to show your achma. Okay, we'll carry on.
That's a question. Yeah. Thank you very much.